The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's P.J. Fleck. Minnesota visits Maryland on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
No, thanks. We'll go right to opening statement or right to questions, sir.
We'll open it up now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Andy Grudas, St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Hey, PJ, I know when you came in that you honored all the in-state recruits that were from the previous staff, but how much re-recruiting did you have to do with Blaze? And then kind of what has he shown you in his first taste here this year?
You know, the re-recruiting of Blaze was quite interesting. You know, he kind of opened it all back up, and obviously everybody in the country came back in on him. But him and I had a very quick meeting. He was one of the first people I actually sat down with recruiting-wise when I took the job and just laid out our whole plan with his family, his mom and his dad, and him, because they're a very close family, and they wanted to know exactly what the vision was. And you had to do a lot of convincing very quickly, because you had to get somebody to buy into that vision very quickly with everybody that he's built relationships with over a long period of time that are sitting there waiting in the wings saying, I'm ready. And I've seen a lot of growth from him. I think the biggest difference for him is mentally. You know, emotionally, he's grown. Physically, he's grown. He's only going to get bigger, stronger. But I think mentally, I think he's grown tremendously. And, you know, you got to give him a lot of credit. It's very difficult to do what a lot of our team is doing, and that's playing as freshmen. And, you know, he's I'm really glad we redshirted him last year, and now he's in the position he's in.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Coach.
Hi, how are
I'm
you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing a story about Matt Cannon as an offensive play caller, and obviously you go back with him to Northern Illinois. Has he changed much since those days? Obviously, talent level is different, but are his tendencies still pretty much the same as they were back then?
Well, he's incredibly competitive. He always has been. I think that's why he is where he is and what he's done in his entire career. You know, he was one of those coaches that, you know, we were, you know, at Northern Illinois, and we came in a long losing streak, and one of the longest losing streaks in the history of college football at Northern Illinois. I think it was 26 games at the time, and that class came in, and he was the running backs coach, and he was the quarterback coach, and then he was the offensive coordinator, and he was one of those coaches that always made you feel like you were better than you actually were, and you actually believed it. And, you know, he was one of those guys that brought the best out of you, and he had such a great relationship with all the players, and you can see exactly why he is where he is. And he's an aggressive play caller. He loves to put up points. He knows how to control the football. You know, he's just been, you know, he doesn't need anybody, especially me, to back up how good of a coach he is. But he's really, really, really talented.
And just to follow up, in terms of how different they look offensively this year than a year ago, obviously the quarterback situation has changed. They played pretty well against you last year, obviously. Where do you think the biggest difference is with their offense from this year to last year?
Well, first of all, almost everybody's back. Every playmaker's back for the most part. And the quarterback play is very, very dangerous. They're not just pocket passers. They can hurt you with their feet. You know, they have an offense that's very similar to option football, right? So if your eyes are in the wrong spot, they got you. And they have the weapons and the athleticism and the skill to put the game away pretty quickly. And that's one thing that you've seen throughout even last year and this year in terms of the skill set is really, really good. But his offense allows the quarterback, I think, to even have a bigger impact, not only through the air but on the ground. And there's playmakers all around. And one thing I think Matt Cannon does a great job of, he involves everybody. Everybody's involved, whether it's the fly sweep motions, whether it's the tight ends, whether it's the receivers down the field, whether it's the quarterbacks running. Everybody's involved. And that takes a lot of talent as a play caller to get everybody touches.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Teddy Greenstein, Chicago Tribune.
Hey, PJ. Probably a cliche.
Hey, Teddy.
Question. Hey, man. Are there parallels to this season and your second season at Western Michigan?
Yeah, you know, a long time ago I was told, you know, comparisons steal your joy, you know, because there's so many expectations when you compare yourself to somebody else. But the one similarity we do have from our second year at Western Michigan was we played an enormous amount of freshmen. And I think we've played close to 30 freshmen at this point. You know, the 60 out of the 110 that are on our team are freshmen. So, you know, we're very, very young, very inexperienced at very key positions. And we had that going into year two at Western Michigan as well, except it was really those players' second year at times. So we were really young. I think the big difference is in the Big Ten being young and being 18 years old, I think it's a little different than being 18 years old in Mid-American Conference in terms of just the physicality up front. I think that's a big difference. So we've invested ourselves in the young players. We've invested in developing the players on our roster. We've invested in the older guys on our football team, even though there's only eight scholarship seniors that are actually playing at some point. So it's a very unique experience, but I love how our team handles it, and they handle it in a very mature way.
Perfect. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Teddy.
We can take one last question for Coach Fleck.
Your final question is from Emily Giambava, The Washington Post.
Hey, I was going to ask a similar question to as Don about Matt Canada, but I'll just ask, with looking at his offense now compared to what you guys were running at Northern with him as coordinator, how much has he evolved and changed in that time?
I think one characteristic Matt Canada always has is he evolves with the times, maybe better than most coordinators. He's constantly evolving his offense, making it better, changing with the times. Not only that, changing it to the personnel he has. And I think that's the sign of a really good coordinator.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.